Greetings, Ninja Marketers. This is Gary Wagnon with 800biz Ninja Marketing and the Ninja Marketing Dojo. This is my Ninja Marketing podcast for the week of May 15th, 2019. And being my initial podcast, I wanted to give you a little background about who I am, what I do, how I got into this space. And so you'll kind of understand that my expertise level and who I really work with. So my company, 800biz.com, as it was called back in the early 2000s, 1999, early 2000s, when we started, we used the 800biz because at the time, 800 numbers were a huge thing about marketing. Everybody wanted an 800 number so they could either dial out or dial in or make it easy to contact you. So long since gone by the wayside, and hence the movement from the 800biz to the 800biz Ninja Marketing. We started out primarily as a website design company, website design and hosting, and we did full turnkey websites for businesses, small businesses primarily. So we built the websites, we hosted the websites, we maintained the websites for our clients, and that's how we got started. Back then, we had to design everything to be time conscious or space conscious. In other words, we had to be limited to the graphics, and we were really excited when we could put a little waving cactus on our website to have it some interaction. But you can do a whole lot more, because back then we were designing for 14.4, 28.8 modems, even 56K modems. And so you remember the old screaming modem that would take forever to connect, and then if you had any graphics, it would take hours, seemed like, for a page to load. So that's how we started and grew our business through there. In the early 2000s, say 2002, we started seeing the advent of search engine optimization, SEO as it's referred to. And that was the practice of putting the keywords and phrases inside of your website so that it would direct the search engines what they should look for and how to index and rank your site. And it was a pretty simple process in the beginning. We just would add keywords into the what's called the meta description, or the back end of the website. You'd add title, meta tags, meta description, maybe some alt tags on the images. And that's what you put in there that would tell the search engines what the site was all about. Back then, the search engines were AltaVista and AOL. Interestingly enough, at the time, AOL was a user-monitored indexing. So if you wanted to get your site listed in AOL, you submitted it and a human had to actually look at it. Can you imagine that in this day and time? Oh, but anyway. So Excite was another one we used. I can't remember. There was quite a few. Dogpile was one that we used. So there were a lot of different search engines out there. And then came Google. And slowly, but one by one, all of these search engines died out. And we know what happened to Google. But even then, the process of getting your website ranked was a pretty big ordeal. Google figured out that just putting keywords in the meta descriptions was an easy place to spam. So your site could be about nothing related, but you put keywords in there, and all of a sudden now it was showing up in searches for things that weren't even related to, but because you had loaded it with a bunch of keywords just to get eyeballs. That was really the advent of what real search engine optimization became. And that's when Google started saying, no, the meta tag, the meta descriptions, the meta keywords, we don't even pay attention to them anymore. And that's the evolution of where it is today. I still have people, they'll say, well, I need to get the meta tags and meta keywords in my website. And I'm going, why? That's 7 or 8, 9-year-old technology that's not usable. You have to do other things nowadays. I guess the point, I'm just trying to give you the history of where, how we evolved. I started, I did not have any design experience at the time the company started. I was primarily doing the sales and the outside marketing. But I started with my design guys would do a beautiful job of aesthetically creating a website. But when it came to putting the keywords in there and understanding what the business was about and getting the right keywords and the right phrases in there. They didn't know how to do that. So I started doing all that on each of the sites as before we would finalize it. So they would do the design. I would go into the back end. I would do all the updates and keywords and the search engine optimization. And over time, my design guys moved on to other things. And I think it was finally when I had one of my designers, I brought in a new site to him and I said, hey, here's how I want the site done. And I want you to put layers in here and I want you to do this and do that to it. And he said, okay, how do you do that? And I showed him. And then I went back in my office and I went, well, geez, I just showed my design guy how to design the site. Why do I need him? So that's how I evolved into being a designer. And that was, like I said, in early 2003, 2004. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So that's how I got involved and immersed in that. But over that time, I really sunk myself into the study of the search engine optimization and how that really worked. And I watched the evolution and I watched the changes of everything that happened, especially when Google came along and it started to make a huge impact. And so I learned that techniques and I got very good at understanding the formulation as best you could, because as I've told people before, the formula for search engine optimization is about as closely guarded as the National Defense Secrets. Google is not going to tell you how to make it work. And even the guys that say, oh, we're Google partners and we understand, we communicate. No, you don't. All you do with the Google partner is they know how to build an ad that fits Google's criteria. And if you talk to a Google ad specialist today, they'll tell you the same thing. You don't need a Google partner to be able to create the ads for your website. The other thing is, if there's somebody that tells you they can guarantee you they're going to get you first page placement in Google, don't believe it. It's not true. Anybody that says they can guarantee any kind of ranking in Google is just blowing smoke, because nobody can guarantee ranking. Google changes their algorithms regularly. You got to stay on top of it. And right now, to be honest, most of the ranking on broad terminology is going to be dominated by major players. The Better Business Bureau is always going to have a listing near the top. Yelp is going to have a listing at the top. If it's a service provider, Angie's List or TripAdvisor or HomeAdvisor, those guys are always going to get top priority. If there are name brand, or let's say it's a building, let's say your site's in construction or something in the trades, Home Depot, Lowe's, those guys are going to get higher priority than you. It's just the way it is. So we've got to find smaller keyword phrases that we can work within and to get our sites to rank and show from a local business. So I really immersed myself into that, and that's where I became an expert in at how to understand how to get your site to rank and to show up. In about 2009, I saw another trend happening, and that was social media. We saw the advent of social media, and I'm going, gee, this is bound to have some real advantages for marketers and for people that are trying to grow their business. And it's going to give us the sort of that interaction on a personalized level that we don't get from a Google standpoint or from a search engine standpoint. And so I really dug into the social media side of things and actually created a website and a group, a local group here in Tucson. We called it the Tucson Social Media Lab. And every week we had anywhere from 12 to 20 businesses on a six-week cycle that we did various topic each week. And we taught Facebook and we taught Twitter and we taught LinkedIn and we taught blogs and videos and some tools. And so we had over a year and a half time between presentations that we did and that class. We had nearly 600 business people come through our Tucson Social Media Lab. So it was a really successful program. And we were one of the first people, first that I know of in the Tucson area that was doing that live type of class. We've sort of evolved. The partner and I that did that, we have parted ways, still good friends. He's immensely successful with what he does. But I wanted to keep that going. And so at that point in time, drawing back on my old martial arts roots, I'm a third degree black belt in karate, proud to say. Practiced it for way too many years and don't practice it anymore because as you get older, the body doesn't recover and do things quite like it used to. But I still love my martial arts roots. And so I developed what I call the Ninja Marketing Dojo. And that was designed to be like a martial arts dojo in the fact that we started with the beginner level and I would add skills and add training and add teaching so that you got the basics and then you could build on the basics and understand your digital marketing space in such a way that you could get proficient. Because one of the things that really aggravates me, I'll see a small business that contacts, you know, some of the big name social media guys or the SEO guys. And basically what they offer from an SEO standpoint is they'll look at your website and they'll do on-page SEO. And that's great. That's fine. That needs to be done. They'll do an ongoing program that they want 6 months and they usually are charging, you know, a huge amount of money, much more than most businesses can afford. But really all they're doing is writing a blog article for them every month. If I can teach you how to do the blog article, if I can teach you how to post consistently and how to create that content, and I can have you understand how to do that yourself, that's my passion, is for helping small businesses to really understand how they can do this themselves and not have to rely on somebody else. Now, in cases a lot of people wanted or still have the desire to have someone else do it. Maybe they're just so busy they'd rather farm it out, and that's fine. And I do that as well. I do the management for people. But I start with the idea of here's how to do it. Now, if you want to give it a try and you can make it work, wonderful. If you need me to help you make it work, that's great too. We'll do whatever you need to help. But that's really where the Ninja Marketing Dojo came into place. Now, about 2 years ago, I sort of let the dojo sort of go by the wayside. There wasn't a lot of change. Most everybody understood Facebook. They understood LinkedIn. They understood what Twitter was about. So there wasn't a lot changing. And so the initiative or the desire to take classes and perhaps somebody teach you the same stuff that you already knew or had been doing kind of dwindled. So I let the dojo sit for a little while until about a year ago. And that's when I started seeing the social media space just totally explode. We saw the Facebook apocalypse where Facebook said business pages aren't going to show up anymore. So we're going to lessen their reach and you're going to have to find another way to do that. We saw the data breaches from Facebook. We saw the explosion of Instagram onto the scene. We saw LinkedIn get gobbled up by Microsoft, and now that's been sort of revamped, and the strategies that worked in LinkedIn and then all of a sudden got to be where they were taking advantage of the groups where the real activity happened. Those were being abused, so they've restructured that. We've seen the total gamut, and there's not a day go by that something new doesn't happen. Just this week, I saw the revamp of Facebook's new layout for both mobile and desktop, and I see the layout is really changing, and there are some things that they're not saying, but they're saying in that layout, and the fact that pages are no longer going to have much importance within your Facebook advertising. Groups are going to have a prominent place. Facebook Stories has a prominent place. They've made some changes in Facebook Video and the way that's being consumed in there, the way those are going to rank. So there are a lot of things happening right now. And from a marketer standpoint, you know, the old adage the definition of insanity being doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, in the social media and the digital realm, doing the same thing that worked and continuing to do that same thing today is not going to work. Keeping in that same, doing the same thing successfully and expecting the same result is insanity, because it's changing dramatically. So that's where my passion comes from. I love helping businesses try to understand and manage their social media and their digital marketing and their whole package. I mean, it should be a whole package between your website, between the search engine optimization on your website, between blog articles, between email marketing. That's still valuable. Between social media sites, between video. All of those pieces need to mesh together. But again, a small business guy only has so much time. So we've got to pick and choose what are going to be the best platforms for you. And so I try to work and customize a plan that will be one that you can work within the structure of your business and not be strapped for time, not get frustrated and just say, you know, forget it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll just take my chances. That's really my passion. That's what I love doing. I always welcome the opportunity to teach or to do workshops for businesses or groups, because to me, that's fun. I love the opportunity to get up in front of a crowd and perform. I guess I'm a ham. That's always fun because I can bring a lot of energy and a lot of practical information that people can walk away with. And I always get good feedback that says, wow, I didn't realize that, or that's really great information. That's a little bit about me, about 800 Biz Ninja Marketing, about the Ninja Marketing Dojo. In the upcoming episodes of this podcast, I'm going to not only give you practical tips you can use to apply to your digital marketing realm, but I'm also going to bring in some experts from other business-related fields. I've got a graphic designer that I'll be interviewing. I've got an HR person. I've got an attorney, a couple of different attorneys, some people in the insurance and business insurance side of things and cybersecurity side of things to provide a resource for you to help you make good decisions, not just from the marketing side of your business, but from the whole business realm as a complete package. So watch for that, and I'll be trying to, my plan is to do a podcast at least once a week so that you will have that information. If you want to subscribe to that, there'll be information on how to subscribe to that in the information where this is published. So I appreciate your time and listening, and I hope that this will provide good value for you in the future. Gary Wagnon, 800 Biz Ninja Marketing and the Ninja Marketing Dojo. We will see you on the next podcast.